Learn the issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
642, News Radio 1020, KDKA, Larry Richard with John Shumway.
Well, we heard about it yesterday, and we're hearing more of it today. People driving into gas stations and finding out there is no gas to be had in some gas stations. They're completely out.
Joining us is the new Secretary, Department of Environmental Protection for Pennsylvania, Michael Kranzer. Good morning, Secretary.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Mr. Secretary, can you give us an idea of just how serious the shortage is for the Pittsburgh area?
Well, we think it's pretty serious. And all you have to do is know folks out in the western part of PA and watch the news and listen to your station, which is accurately reporting that people are having a heck of a time finding it, and it's going to get worse.
We've got a bunch of, as they say, terminals that serve the Pittsburgh area. I think there are nine of them.
Mm-hmm.
What is their current condition as far as how much gas they do or don't have?
Well, it's getting worse. The margin is getting lower, and that's why we acted to ask the EPA in Washington to take this step to help the people of Western Pennsylvania. And this is not a partisan issue. It's not a political issue. We've got Republicans and Democrats who can't find gas. The gas pump does not know what party you are when you come up and try to find that gas.
What kind of reception have you received from Lisa Jackson, who is the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in Washington?
So far, nothing. Zip. I will say that Representative Mike Doyle weighed in, and again, this is stressing the nonpartisan, bipartisan nature of this. He weighed in and went to bat for the people of the western part of the state, just like we did, to try to convince Ms. Jackson that this is necessary for the people.
Yeah, he apparently had a phone call with her yesterday asking her to do this rather quickly. If they do, if the state, the feds, do come in and say, okay, you can go back to selling what we call winter gas.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for us?
That gets us through the tough time. And this will only last, and all we've asked for is a couple of weeks till May 31st. So bottom line is, of course, my job is to protect public safety, health, and the environment. And we've concluded that there'd be no adverse health impact and no adverse environmental impact whatsoever from a two-week shift in the date on which we need to switch over.
So if we're allowed to burn the wintertime gas, there's enough wintertime gas to fill the void? Is that the idea?
Correct. To fill the void till we get the summertime gas more online. And all you have to do is live and be around the western part of the state to know that it's not online right now.
Why have we had a problem getting this stuff?
That's a good question. We've had a couple of glitches in some pipelines. The Buckeye pipeline went down for some repair and maintenance, and we've had some refineries in the other part of the state out on some outages. So it's been a supply problem caused by those at least those two things.
And are you hoping to hear today from Washington?
I was hoping to hear yesterday from Washington. We got that letter out before noon, and we think the situation is warranted, and we're waiting for Washington to the administration there to do something.
And if they don't, what are we going to see at the gas pumps?
And we're going to see a lot of misery and a lot of pain and a lot of people unable to get the gas or having, ironically, to travel long distances to get gas, which will, of course, be negative for the air pollution situation.
A lot more to come and a lot hanging in the balance of your letter and phone calls to Washington. Secretary Michael Kranzer, welcome to the job.
Thanks. It's been great.
jump into the fire. We appreciate your time this morning, sir. We'd also like to catch up with you in the near future about Marcellus, obviously a major issue in Pennsylvania.
I'd be very happy to do that. And as a matter of fact, I'll be out in Pittsburgh a little bit later in the month, and if we can do it, I'd love to come see you.
Outstanding.
Absolutely. We'll work it out.
Thanks.
All right, Mr. Secretary, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye now. You too.
That is Michael Kranzer in Harrisburg. He is the Secretary of the Department of Environmental Protection for Pennsylvania. You heard it first on KDKA.